I'll tell you one thing. Being a girl in this industry rocks. It really does help, because men have this whole thing where they need to help the girl. They need to protect the girl. This goes all back to, you know, the whole subconscious thing. Men are the providers. They're the protectors, you know, back in the caveman days. And, you know, some men even still act like cavemen. But in the internet marketing, it's the same way. When you're a girl, it's a lot easier. And for you guys out there, in our markets mainly made up of guys, you know, it sucks for you, but that's the God honest truth. But for you guys out there, it's all about being able to relate with someone, building a relationship with them. And that's sometimes kind of hard via email. You know, I'm a very personal person. When you get an email from me, a real email, if I'm just trying to, you know, help you on the help desk, you're not going to get a personal email from me. I just want to give you your stuff so you can get going and get your download links or whatever it is. But if you're emailing with me, you can tell I'm a very personal person. I'll mention, you know, my kids, what I did that day. You know, I don't write a book, because, you know, you've got to value everybody's time too. But if you can put some personal stuff in your email and make you seem like a real person, and I know that's hard for you, Jeff, because we know you're subhuman, but if you can make yourself seem like you're a real person and start building a relationship, don't just email and go, hey, promote this for me. No, you want to go, hey, what can I do to help you? I've got this going on right now. How can I integrate what you have and what I have going right now? You should never, ever just email someone and the first time off go, hey, you want to promote this for me? Or, I saw you have a website that relates to mine, and I think our products would be great together. How do you know? What have you done for this person? You know, don't come into this field like we all owe you something, because that'll just create negative energy. I actually get emails like that about once a week. Liz, you're a big guru, which I'm not. You're a big guru, and you owe me this promotion. It's your job to no, it's not. I just had a very heated conversation, and if people know me, they know I love heated conversations.
Oh, yeah.
But I had a heated conversation with someone over the weekend about, you know, people owing them something. And being in this business, there's no college you can go to. You know, everything you do, it's self-taught, basically. You learn from other people, you read an e-book, but you're teaching yourself what to do. And this person felt that, you know, they deserved, you know, everything for free, that, you know, I owed them this, and, you know, a lot of people that I know owed them this and that, and that because we get special treatment, meaning, you know, when I do a product and I let Jeff promote the product for the first 2 weeks and no one else, well, that shouldn't happen. Well, yeah, it should, because Jeff did over $40,000 in sales for me last year. So, of course, I'm going to cater to him a lot, because he's showing me that he cares about me and my business. Granted, he's making money, but he still cares. So the whole preferential treatment, giving people preferential treatment, that's okay. And if they can help you, then give them preferential treatment. You're not owed anything in this business. No one's owed anything in life, period. And I think once people get over that hump, then going and doing JVs is a lot easier. When you go to contact someone about a JV, like I said, don't just do the whole, can I promote this for you? Be sure to ask them what you can do for them. And when they respond to you, go, okay, I can put this on my thank you page. And it's called integration marketing. It's basically where you integrate their products with your products, meaning you're releasing a book on joint ventures. Okay, so email Liz and go, hey, I'm getting ready to release a product on joint ventures. Can I get an affiliate link for this product so I can promote it on the back end? And I'll go, sure. How about I do the same thing for you? So that's another big thing, is the integration marketing stuff. Definitely go look all that up on Google. There's a whole science behind that. I'm not even going to get into integration marketing. But don't just go out and throw yourself and go, hey, promote this for me. Make sure that you've got everything. If you're promoting a product, make sure you've got, you know, all your ad copy. Make sure that you have some statistics. You know, this is converting at. A lot of people go, well, I don't have a list. This is my first product. How do I do that? Well, there's a lot of ways you can do that. And if it's on your first product, you may not be able to do that. But you can, you know, you can use, you know, CPC, Google AdWords. I don't do AdWords, never have, never will. It's just a nightmare. So posting your link in forums, you know, stuff like that, paying for easy in advertising. When you first get started, though, having, you know, my sell letters converting at 4%, that's decent. You know, the industry standard, as they say, is 1%, but you need to hire a copywriter if you're only getting 1%.
Well, I, along the lines of doing something different to get JV partners, I know that I get many emails that are just the form letter and that I'll get 50%. It's when you do something different that stands out, and which I'll talk about in a bit, kind of some of the things I did on my second site to stand out. But I'm going to back up even further. I'm going to talk about stuff I did before I even had my first product. Maybe I should have started with this. I knew I was going to be doing something within internet marketing. I was attending seminars and making connections before I even had my first product. And oftentimes that's what, you know, when people do meet me at a seminar, a lot of times all they're doing is talking about themselves. You know, hey, you know, here's my card. Here's my product. I got a launch coming out. You know, boom, 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 boom. Well, the good thing or bad thing, however you want to look at it, since I didn't have a product yet, I didn't have anything to talk to these guys about. So I just sat there and just had fun. Another secret is buy drinks when you're at these seminars. So I was making all these connections, and because I wasn't talking about myself, I was just having fun being one of the guys. They don't want to always talk, you know, shop, don't want to always talk business. So they were enjoying hanging out with me. I then discovered that, hey, that I might be onto something here. I took it to the next level. Again, this is right after I'd launched my first product. Well, I JV'd with a guy. His name is Tom Bell, not Tom Beale, the person that works with Phil Same, who I'm also friends with, but Tom Bell. He was one of the first, he was at the very first Yannick Underground Seminar, one of the speakers. He's really big in the CPA networks and stuff like that. Well, I had met him, and I said, hey, Tom, we're going to hold a party, if this is all right with you. We're going to hold a party at the big seminar. I'll rent the room. I'll pay for all the booze. I'll have the ticket made. But what I did was I was kind of using his name because people knew him. They didn't really know me. So, but we had all these big-name guys show up at this party, and they saw my name, and they saw Tom's name, and we had, you know, again, they had received this little, like a real ticket, almost looked like a ticket you'd get to a sporting event or a concert. They had that in their hand to get in. And again, the whole reciprocity, we had like a three-hour open bar where we just pounded the drinks into these people, and they kind of got to know me that way. Well, then we, Liz, you obviously know this, we, our group of six of us was launching our Product Launches Exposed site in the Baltimore, the Internet Marketing Main Event, Phil Same's event in Baltimore. We had our big, huge party again, open bar party. Do you remember how many people we had there? Any clue what we ended up having, Liz?
Oh, man.
Was it like a
hot... There was at least 100 people in that room.
Yeah, I think we set it up to go with 100, and I think we went beyond that even somehow. Yeah, there was a lot. The cost to us ended up being like... I think I had a bar bill of $3,200 or something like that? But again, it was in my... I wasn't looking at it as being kind of a one-time deal. I looked at it as being a continual process of promotions. And I don't know, how was that host seminar for you, Liz? The people you met at that seminar, because was that the first seminar you'd ever been to? Was that the one I forced you to go to?
Oh, just shut up.
Liz did not want to go to a seminar. She did not want to go to that one. Myself, along with some of the other partners, we really forced her to go. But quickly, you know, we talked about the connections at the seminars. What do you feel that the connections you made at that seminar and at that party, what do you think that'll bring in for you in the next, say, 3 years?
Oh, my gosh, hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, it already has. I made some big time connections there. I've already had people promoting my products that were from there. I met John, I always call him John Lavelle and Pat Atwood. It's actually Pat Lavelle and John Atwood. We're going to be coming out with a product together, and I met them there. They actually met at a seminar before that and had their products come out. So lots of deals, lots of products we're going to be doing together, and
you met Hassler. Did you meet Hassler there?
Oh yeah. What's that guy's name? John, my business partner, John Hassler. Yes, I actually met John Hassler there, and he is now my business partner. And our whole thing this year is doing seven figures.
It's a huge. I mean, that's, you know, the not only the power of going to seminars, but Liz was right out there on the breaks. She was talking to people. A lot of people go to the seminar, they sit down, they listen, you know, good content and everything. Sometimes seminars are bad because you get too much content, and you lose focus, you know, and all that stuff we had talked about earlier. But she was using the seminar to make connections. We were there to promote our business. We were there to do the party, and that forced her to be right out there with all of us. I mean, we were in the halls. We were late night in the bars. I mean, we were too late. I mean, we were, what was it, some ridiculous 5 in the morning we were getting in bed.
Every night it was, we weren't getting back to the hotel room till like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I think at that seminar, you know, we did this really cool thing with, you know, product launches exposed, and we had these black sunglasses. And Jeff and I went into the seminar room and put the black sunglasses in everybody's seats. It was part of our gig. And Phil Same and Polly both let us do it. Don't just go to a seminar and start passing stuff out. A little side note there. Phil Same and Polly both let us do it. And that was the only time I ever stepped into that seminar room. I did not hear one person speak at that seminar.
Right, because, you know, our goal there was to network and to advertise our product. Yeah, Liz mentioned the sunglasses. When people came out, then after that, when they came in, they found sunglasses. On the next break, when they came back, we had, all of us were dressed all in black. We had sunglasses. We had a big, 6 foot, 8 foot banner of our product. We had computers set up to have all the affiliates sign up right there on the spot. We had little, you know, for the people that we couldn't let all 300 people into our party, but the people that we wanted to meet or we knew, we were giving them the tickets to get into the party then that night, our private invite party. But yeah, that was a great party, and again, it was all planned out ahead of time. We didn't just go to the seminar and make it up as we got there. We knew exactly what we were going to do ahead of time. We had goals. So for all of you that are attending seminars, it's not only the information. I would put the information at 50% at even a beginner. Now, like Liz says, she puts it at, you know, a small percent, maybe. You know, some seminars are at 20%, some are at 0%. It's mainly as you get more and more in this business and get more, you know, focused, you look at the connections being more important. And again, it's huge.
Yeah, and to touch on what you're saying there, Jeff, and you don't have to throw a big event. Look at Sterling Valentine. I just had the utmost pleasure of meeting Sterling Valentine. And Sterling is probably one of the most hypnotic people I've ever met in my life. He's got this personality that just sucks you in. And I didn't know this about Sterling until I met him, but when Ken MacArthur basically, I guess you could say, found Sterling, Sterling was going to bust out any which way, didn't matter who found him. But I think Ken helped him do it a little bit earlier. But the way Sterling got his his in with Ken is he was at the JV Alert seminar. Nobody, you know, knew who he was. He didn't really know anybody. So what he started doing was anytime someone needed something, he was there. And, you know, the room was too cold, and he's like, I'll go get somebody to help to fix that. One of the speakers needed water. Bam, Sterling was right there with water. Whatever people needed, Sterling was taken care of. And it's not because Ken said, hey, come to this event and help me out. He didn't know Sterling. Sterling just did this. And by the end of the seminar, there were people all around Sterling, because Sterling had given so much, and everybody was just intoxicated with Sterling. So you don't have to spend, you know, $3,000 on a bar party. Granted, it works. Hassler and I just did it in Dallas, and it works great. Hassler also just bought a big-name marketer, like Phil Same, at Xbox. you know, the Xbox 360s. It was like a $400 thing. But and sent it to Phil Same, and Phil Same, you know, he's a big Hostler fan now, as he should be. Those are pretty cool. But it doesn't have to be something huge. Just do something to impress somebody. Get noticed. And these events are a great place to get noticed. Everybody knows me from these events as, you know, I think Robert Putty called me Playgirl. And it's because I'm there to have fun. I'm there to meet my readers. I'm there to meet my JV partners, my affiliates. I'm there to hang out and do cool things with those people so I can build a relationship with them.
Yeah, makes a huge difference, getting to know people. People want to do business with people they know, they like, and they trust. And it's tough just to do it online. You can pull it off. But I another thing is you need to get your picture out there. A lot of times no one has a picture on a website, and you can make a connection with the person, but once you see their picture or their video on a website, it makes a big difference. Now, maybe you don't want to put your picture out there for some reason, or maybe on the sales page you don't want to put it, but maybe then on the JV page you can put the picture or have a video just for your JV partners. Or I did have one, and I thought this was impressive. A marketer just sent out a JV proposal to probably the people that pushed his last product. I'm not even sure. But he had the video to me. I mean, actually, he said, "Hey, you know, Jeff, I'm glad you came here. I wanted you to, you know." So he addressed, you know, in my, you know, he used my name or my full name right in the video. So, you know, how many of those little videos did he have to, you know, make? 30, 40, 50 different videos?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Dan, aren't you?
No, for Cheney's upcoming list product.
Oh, okay, because Dan Dennis did the same thing.
Oh, did he? Oh, maybe, I don't even remember.
Yeah, he sent out individual videos to people.
I don't know if I got one then. I'll have to talk to Dan about that.
Dan doesn't like you. Eventually, I'll get this point across to you. Nobody likes you, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. She didn't get a
hate email.
Looked like Michael didn't.
How dare you talk to Jeff like that?
Yes.
I actually like him.
At the end of the call, I'll give out Liz's personal email address. You can all email her with your hate emails. But that was an example of a video to burst through the clutter. Because, again, we get so many emails that are just the 50% off, you know, blah, blah, blah. In my very first product, I gave the first month, my product was a monthly membership. I gave 100% commission on the first month for every single of my JV partners. And then I also, on the second month, if they brought in so many sales, I had a set amount for them. If they brought in so many sales, they got a second month of 100%. Because I was willing to give up on the front end to make more money in the back end. And that leads into my second site. We're kind of bouncing around our history and then getting off track a bit somewhat. But this has to do with my history of list building, but also to bust through the clutter out there. On my next site, secretpagespy.com, my main goal was not to make money. My main goal was to make the list, because I had talked about how I had sent out that very first email, March of 2006. You know, made the $500, and then the next month, all of a sudden, I made a couple thousand. Well, just that quick, before I knew it, I was up to $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, or $7,000 real quick. I'm like, hey, I'm going to come up with a site just to build a list. I had heard Mike Vilsame say when he first started, for every 10,000 people he added to his list, he made an additional $10,000 a month in affiliate commissions, or maybe it was just income in general, but basically he made a dollar per person. So you add 1,000 people, you get $1,000 extra dollars per month. So I came up with that secret paid spy where I actually gave all my affiliate partners 100% commissions. So it's a free site, it's a butterfly site, free to get in. There's a one-time offer where normally people would split it, you know, you'd get 50% of that. Well, I gave that 100%. And even now, if you go to that site, the one-time offer that you'll be purchasing, if you don't purchase it, you can still advertise it just like a Butterfly site. You get 50% like normal. But if you purchase the one-time offer, and it's kind of a weird one-time offer, you actually get a one-time offer and the sales letter and all the products to use yourself. But along with that, you get 100% commissions. So I had all these people that I didn't make them buy the offer. I gave it to them free. So they were getting 100% commissions. So with the charges involved with, you know, Visa and all that stuff, I was actually losing money on every single sale. And then the crazier thing on top of that, I had an affiliate program or contest, I should say, an affiliate contest where the first 10 people all got, the first 10 affiliates, the highest volume affiliates, they all got $1,000. Now, I've seen some good affiliate contests before, but here I am not making any money, and I'm also giving out $10,000, and then I gave it an additional $1,000 for the person that did not make the top 10 but still brought me the most free members. So I ended up, you know, not bringing in any money, and then I also spent $11,000, and then I had my startup costs just to build that list, which I don't even know, because, you know, you lose people off your list and it's continuing to grow every, you know, week. I get more people off that list, but I know I for sure brought in, you know, well over 15,000 people. And, you know, again, if you're looking at a dollar per person, if those numbers are still, you know, working, I'm bringing in, you know, 15,000 off of that every month. So real quickly, you can look at the numbers and say, hey, well, I can give out $11,000 if I'm going to be making, you know, $10,000 to $15,000. The problem, I tell people this story, a major problem, mistake, screw up, whatever you want to call it, I should have had a secondary offer, an additional upsell that I would have kept the money for. You know, I think my affiliates would have been happy making the 100% on the first thing and then me getting at least 50% or 100% of the upsell. I did add it either the second or third week into the program, but by that time I had missed out on 80% of the traffic. So I probably, you know, lost 15,000, because my whole site brought in, I don't even know, there again, I don't pay attention, 40, 50,000 I paid out, but I bet you I missed 15,000 in not having that upsell, not really thinking, because I was so focused on the list, I wasn't even thinking about making money, you know, from this product. But definitely, that cut through the clutter again. It was, you know, that 100% commissions, and then the contest on top of it, that's huge. Hey, Liz, I want to ask you, how important are contests in your business? Have you done many contests, or because I know you've done a few because I've been involved with them, but how long have you been doing contests, and do you feel that they work for your affiliates?
I didn't start doing contests until actually we came out with Product Launches Exposed, where I learned the whole contest thing. When I started doing contests, you guys went nuts over them. I mean, absolutely nuts. I mean, there was, with my contest, I do a lot of, and a part of my thing is ego stroking and playing on the whole ego thing that all you men have. So is what I do is I do a kind of a, all right, who's going to kick whose butt? And, you know, like the last time, you know, Diedrich, you know that I did a smack cock line. And I had people that could call in. It was my testimonial line. And I just called it a smack talk line, and I put a message on there. Hey, you want to talk smack to these other affiliates? Then you go right ahead. I mean, I had tons of people calling in. You know, the one that really stood out was Willie Crawford. Willie Crawford's pretty straight-laced, if you don't know him. And for him to call into the smack line, everybody was just like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I actually got Willie Crawford to call into the smack talk line, and he talked smack to everybody. And for those of you who don't know what smack talk is, it's kind of like, you know, just goading people on, hey, I'm going to kick your butt, or I'm going to beat you, or you suck. There's a lot of that going on. You know, just, I mean, it was craziness. People, you know, just blatantly telling each other, I'm going to kick your butt, you're going down. And I think that was the one where you got beat by Michael Ambrosio.
Yeah, we'd actually come up with this game plan ahead of time, and I was dumb enough because the promotion before I had won. So Liz says, "Hey, let's have some fun with this. Is this okay with you?" I said, "Oh yeah, let everyone know that I said I'm gonna kick everybody's butt and I'm gonna win again." Well, we got people too riled up, and I actually lost the contest because they went crazy, didn't they?
Yeah, it did. And in Jeff's defense, I think it just came down to there was like four people. It was you and Jeremy Gislason and Ambrosio, and there's one more, and I can't think of who it was. But sorry if you're listening to this and I can't remember who you are. But, it came down to you guys, and I think it just came down to who had the best bonus.
Yeah, because I think it was 80. If I remember right, it was 84 sales, 82, and I had 81.
Yes. It was so close.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think that the whole us really getting people riled up had much to do with you losing. It was by, a hair. So, but whatever excuse you want to use, that's cool.
No, I believe what happened was... But yeah, it was those. So also, affiliates, they do like that contest. They like to beat their chest and say, "I'm number one." Or sometimes it's not even the gifts, and it doesn't have to be money. I think Liz, yours was money. I mentioned my money one. I've seen ones that were gifts. I've seen gift cards. They had. I've seen trips. I saw one guy that flew people out to a Las Vegas weekend. And for like the first guy, he paid for like this top-notch, I think, suite, and gave him gambling money. This was obviously for a high-end product, but I've seen Rolex watches, laptops, Mexico vacation. I think I saw. I know that I've won an Xbox and a PlayStation 3 in contests. Sometimes you don't even care about the prize. It's kind of just seeing your name, because they'll have a list. And again, many of you listening to this, you've maybe not seen these JV blogs. Behind these contests, behind these launches, there's a JV blog that a lot of times only certain people can see, or they only have access to. Even normal affiliates a lot of times don't see these contests. And they'll list the top 10, top 20 people of this contest, and they update it every single day. Oftentimes there's a launch going on right now, and every single morning they update it, and every morning I'll go there and see where I'm at in the contest. We went as far as on my Secret Paid Spy, and also I think we did it for Product Launches Exposed. We had it automatically updating, so if there was a sale made and if it boosted someone ahead of somebody else, the place, that top 20 list, it changed automatically. I don't know if that's good or bad. It might even not work. It might be better to have people drive them all back for the anticipation once in the morning. I'm not sure. We've never tested that. It is kind of cool seeing it. You send out an email, you jump over, and then you see if your place changed. I'm not sure if anyone's ever done an automatic update. I know we did, but I'm not sure if anybody else has. Do these contests, you being a female, do they work for you like it does for us guys? Do you find yourself motivated to do well in the contest, Liz?
No, I could care less. I'm really competitive, but it's not with everybody. It's only with certain people like you. I mean, everything is for blood with you. My husband, everything is for blood. With certain people, I'm like, it really doesn't matter. The emails that you guys send out, "Oh, so-and-so's kicking your butt," that bothers me. If I see one of those emails, I'm like, okay, I'm going to send another email. That's just like, Diedrich and I were just in another launch that went on with the AdSense real estate guys. And, the whole time, probably the one reason why Jeff promoted it is because I went, "Promote this, because I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to totally annihilate you." And he's like, and he almost didn't, but not because it's a bad product, just because he had other things going on. But because it was a good product and Jeff wanted to kick my butt, which, let me say, he did not, he promoted for it.
We won't even talk about me sending out the wrong link.
Yeah, we will talk about me kicking your butt.
Yeah, however you want to feel better about yourself, that's fine.
Yeah, but it was fun, and you know, so that one, it did get me. Some of them do, some of them don't. It just depends on who's in it and whose butt I'm kicking. I think in the last one I kicked your butt, Gary Ambrose. There was a whole bunch of them. So I'm pretty proud of that one.
Yeah, that it is a good feeling.